3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's Nick Campbell. I'm here with my good buddy
David Steele.
What's going on, bud? And we are Rhythm and Wit. We're here at our new setup.
Yeah, this is the new podcast station.
Yeah.
In my house.
It looks pretty good. I dig it, man.
I think it's awesome. So, yeah, we're here. This is Rhythm and Wit podcast number 20. I don't know what number it is. I have it pulled up. This is actually technically Rhythm and Wit podcast number 27.
Yeah.
Took a hiatus from the podcast
for a little bit.
We've been doing a lot, obviously, other than that, but. Mm-hmm. Officially, we're back doing podcasts again, and we're really excited to get back to talking to some guests.
For today, we're just letting everybody know it's our anniversary.
Yes.
Our one-year anniversary. So we're celebrating by going over a few things that we are planning on changing, as well as some memorable moments.
Mm-hmm.
David, you want to start us off with a couple of memorable moments?
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's see. A memorable moment, that's... Yeah, because I had a list of stuff, but yeah, the first thing is favorite interview was the question that I had, but I have the list of all the actual podcasts. Well, it's just on YouTube, but I wanted to just skim through it and just, I think that, yeah, like, there was definitely we had a lot of great interviews in that first 26 episode run. I don't know, my favorite... I gotta say, it was probably maybe I have two. I think Will Davis is obviously just like one of my favorite people to be around. So, yeah. Like, it's easy to say, I think he's definitely probably was the most fun one, I think, just because, but then I'd say next to that, James Nim was really fun too. I don't know. He was just a fun. I don't know, he's and get to know him and talk shop and all that, but yeah those two. What about you?
What was your favorite part about James Nim?
Yeah, like just like kind of like, I don't know, getting it was just kind of because I've always admired James as like a creator and a producer of like shows and all kinds of, I mean, he does comedy, but yeah, just to have him in the house and just to get to pick his brain on stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that was the most fun because it was just, yeah, I mean, like I said, it would be him. Like, we haven't had Jarvix on, but, like, if we ever got Jarvix, that would be, like, just you know, someone that it's, like, I highly admire, I think, personally. So that's kind of why. And James Nim is definitely somebody that's inspired me, you know, to even do this. And yeah. Can still continuing to. He just started a new blog kind of interviewing local people. I mean, he just does kind of Q&A interviews, yeah. And it's just, you know.
He just did Mycelium Gallery.
Yeah, he did that.
That was a great one.
So he's got a couple of those. But, yeah, so what about you? Do you want to look through the list?
I've got one on deck already. Does it include vlogs or just podcast stuff?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's any interview because that's, I mean, whatever.
I've got two.
But just on the I just had those because I think that's, and those, and we haven't interviewed anyone in a while, so.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
I think
it's been a little bit. We haven't been ignoring you guys. We've just been doing a lot of other cool stuff. I really liked Matt Farrell's interview.
Yeah,
it gave me a lot of information.
That was like one of the longest, which was good, but sorry, you can go ahead. What was it?
The Matt Farrell one, it was whenever he was talking about producing shows, mm-hmm. going out on your own, making your own way. And then, you know, he's a. And then we even kicked it and talked afterwards where it was like, we probably talked for another hour after that, just kind of talking to the shop. And I'm telling you, I use a lot of the information that we talked about that day.
Still.
So that one was a good one. And then as far as the vlogs go, the farmer's market one was by far my favorite one. As far as something that I learned from the farmer's market one was when you're engaging, there's always this kind of like, for me, there's always this kind of like outside, because it's in an open place with a lot of people, a lot of stuff's going on. I always get like distracted easily, or whenever you're trying to focus on somebody and ask them questions.
Yeah.
You know, something that helped me was, you know, you're there with their art, you're there with their stuff. It taught me to like just ask the questions and let them run. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a big part. It's just let them run. They'll talk. They'll fill in the gaps for the most part. And then in that, you kind of pay attention. You go find the interest that you're interested in. I want to say, who's the guy with the jean jacket, the eyeball characters?
Oh, yeah. Through My Eyes is the sandal. I think his name is Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, that was like one of my favorite. But a lot of it was just pulling out his excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to do now. Even whenever I'm on stage and stuff, I'm like, let me pull out the fun that they are feeling instead of me trying to impose the one that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to find what exists, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then people get more excited about it. So, yeah, that was a super fun time. And, yeah. I would want to do more of those. Honestly, I love the vlogs, just going out and interviewing people.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely get back. It's obviously going to be slower in the winter time. There won't be as many kind of festivals and things, but I mean, I'm hoping, like, we got to do that, because really the first one we did was the Paseo, right? Was that the first time we kind of went out and did that kind of style, mm-hmm. where I was just filming and I gave you the mic and you just went wild. But like, that was perfect. I think that's the perfect combination for us to do. And I think, of course, but the Paseo, I'm always excited for the Paseo when it comes around, the Paseo Arts Festival. So that one will be, you know, in spring. So I'm really looking forward to, I think that'll be kind of, we'll probably get back to that around that time, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So
it's a good learning experience too, because I think the first one was the Paseo, mm-hmm. and when we went and did that, I was still a little choppy on introducing myself and kind of explaining what we were. But then once we got, because we did one more after that, what was that?
Let's see. We did, when was it? Paseo.
We did Paseo.
There was a lot, though, all at once.
Kind and of. Plaza. Didn't we do one at the Plaza?
Let me see. I had it pulled up right here.
But at the farmer's market, you could tell. Like,
oh, well, we did SoonerCon.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was probably the next one.
That one I learned a lot. At SoonerCon, people were a little, you couldn't be as like, you know.
And yeah, that's the difference. And I mean, just thinking about the Blue Whale that we just did and the difference there, because I mean, just depending on who you're interviewing, it's going to be a very different interview.
Exactly.
That's kind of the whole
interviewing the comics. It was like, it was holding on to a ball of fire.
But that was like definitely one of the most just fun ones to watch. It's like, I mean, obviously, it's just kind of unpredictable what's going to happen with that. Whereas, like, you're interviewing artists, you know, they're pretty much going to be very similar, or you know, obviously, everyone's their art is all different, but.
Mm-hmm.
Their personalities.
at Paseo, that's where it felt. It felt like easier to go in, easier to make that breach that, or approach them, because it's hard to ask people to be on camera.
Yeah,
you know, especially if they don't really know you. So you kind of have to like earn their trust quickly,
mm-hmm.
and then show them that you're not going to be a jerk.
Yeah, for sure. Know? Yeah, that was. We definitely learned a lot.
Mm.
From there, I think that still, I mean, I could even think of one tip I meant to tell you, or we need to just start doing when we go to these things, is to just remember to write down their names, or just even have them spell it for us and stuff like that, and have that information. Because sometimes, well, I'll get back when I'm editing and stuff, and I try to put people's lower thirds and stuff like that. And it's like, if I don't have that information, or I don't know how to spell someone's name, it's like, oh, I remember it was like, you know, whatever, I don't know, but it's like, how do you spell that? And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's just kind of a professional level, like, thing that I, you know, working in the news, I've seen before. It's like whenever they do interviews, they'll go to someone's house and set up the interview, and then the pre-stuff, because I get to see, you know, if I ever get into that footage, I get to see everything that they don't even, that gets cut out, and they're always like, can you spell your name for me? And it's like, and have them say it and stuff like that. But that's not always, you know, we don't always have to go that far, but just remember to like try to write down their name or have them.
Or grab a card.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's usually what I do and has helped, and definitely, you know, but yeah, it's just weird stuff like that that you don't really think about until later. But yeah, other than that, I think that the more we do it, the better we're going to get. So it's just, we got to keep it up and get more comfortable and to figuring out like kind of the right questions to ask and how to ask and how to approach people. And it'll be, I think we've already come a long way just after doing it a few times.
Yeah, the more we do it, the better we get.
So would you say that what was like the most valuable lesson? Is that something like approaching people?
Well, yeah, that was good. Most valuable lesson that I've learned so far.
Yeah, or yeah, I kind of was, when I wrote that question, I was thinking of like who we learned from, because we're always asking people like, what's the biggest challenge you faced? And so it's like, I'm trying to like get at these, you know, what, you know, some advice or something. So what like in interviewing people, what has been like the biggest piece of advice that you've taken away and try to use? You mentioned like that's Matt Farrell.
He had a ton. Matt was a good one because that's whenever I was like, all right, let me see if I can just work this stuff. Sometimes just seeing what's possible really helps you make it possible.
Yeah. I mean, that's something. Yeah, man, I definitely.
Something that I have, and it is more of just like something I've observed. And it's working with you. I'm more of a build the ship as you go kind of person. I have a lot of plans and stuff, but I'll build it, you know, because that's just kind of how I am. I really dig that you're more of a planner, kind of prepper, and then seeing you kind of put things together makes me want to try to do that too. It gets a little bit more difficult with time, but yeah, no, you've inspired me kind of to, kind of focus on things that that I don't normally to beforehand, instead of trying to slap it together before. But other than that, yeah, it was Matt Farrell with the make your own.
Yeah. Kind of deal. So. Honestly, for sure.
What about you?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, it's even, and I'm not even, I take so much, I know I've gotten so much advice on stand-up comedy, but it's like, that does help in life even. Yeah. But one thing that I think definitely something I think about almost constantly, especially when it comes to stand-up, but you can use this in life, is like, and I think we learned it from, maybe, I think Brandon Killo talked a lot about this, and Will Davis, and I'm sure some other people. I think that this is kind of a common thing that would come up, but like using the room around you to, like, for comedy, if you're on stage, you want to talk about the room, talk about what happened. You know, it's like, if something happened earlier in the show, it's like, it's better to just bring it up, like bringing up the elephant in the room and just like making fun of it. But it's like, that's on the top of everybody's mind. It's like kind of saying what's obvious sometimes, I think, is the most effective thing to get through to people, for sure. I think it's the most effective way to get people's attention, right? Like, and then if you can make it funny, that's even better, right? So it's like, but I do think that that kind of goes into life. I mean, if you can just learn how to, you know, observe and say what's obvious, you know, I think that every, you know, we'd kind of probably avoid a lot of conflict or kind of miscommunication even. Yeah.
Or just in, like, if you're standing in line at a subway and you're just in a big line and you just call out something in the area, and then you're just talking to a guy next to you after
that's
that.
A way to start conversations. Yeah. But I think it's just a way to connect with people in general. Like, if you can just connect on whatever you're both in, it's like our immediate connection is that we're in the same room together.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you can point something out there, you can kind of start, you know, uncovering. So that's definitely something that, like I said, I try to think about as much as I can and try to always, you know, not that I've probably not been as good at practicing it, but I think about it. I try, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's my question to you. It's like, so we've kind of tossed around the idea, do you think you're going to try to jump on stage this year?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I'm not thinking about it right immediately, but I mean, it's definitely, the door's open a lot more so now that I'm working normal hours. But right now, I'm just been struggling to, in a lot of ways, I think the transition is tough, getting out of the morning shift and then going to just like, you know, but I think once I get used to it, it's only been 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
I mean, not even 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So like, once I get used to it, because like I'm struggling to even want to do anything after work. I mean, like this right now, like we're recording this at 9:45 p.m. Like, usually I would have been in bed for 3 hours, you know, a month ago.
Yeah, easily, yeah.
So this is definitely a big change for me. But
how long has it been since you started?
It's only been FedEx. Less than 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks on Thursday. So
it takes about 2 weeks to get readjusted.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would imagine it was 8 years of me, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. So I think it might take a couple of years to actually be normal. I don't know, but I do think I've been thinking about this a lot because it's like I've been kind of readjusting my kind of internal chemicals and all that, you know. It's like your bodily hormones and stuff like that. It's like stuff is way out of whack right now, but I think it's starting to balance out. I'm starting to feel better for sure. But yeah, once I get kind of acclimated to this new schedule, I think that, and the job, but that's the other thing, is learning all the stuff at the job is wearing me out, like on a daily basis, because you get, and I'm just like mentally wiped as well as physically wiped if I'm like up and doing it. But I've been having fun. I've been working in the shipping department and doing that stuff. I really like the job. I think it's a cool environment for me to be in, and just there's this constant, you're just busy, you know. It's like there's never enough time to even, I mean, there's, you can get everything done because there's just a lot of volume of traffic. But
have you got people to talk to now though?
The crew there is really fun. They're just like, they're all a bunch of like jokesters, which I'm used
to. You should fit right in. Yeah, dude.
They all just kind of, you know, just jab each other and just make fun of each other all day. It's pretty fun. No, they're all really friendly. I really am enjoying the crew. The thing is, we're short staffed, honestly, which is kind of tough. So, but I've been learning it. There's just so much to learn. So I've been slowly getting the hang of things, but once I do, like I said, that, and once I kind of know the job, it's like, okay, I can come home. And my thing about doing comedy is like, I don't want to write like, I don't want to write jokes.
Yeah, dude,
it's hard.
Just go up and call out the room.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's like I wish that was a more viable option to do. I think that would be more fun for me, but I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Like I said, I'm not thinking about it immediately, but I think I'll definitely try it, at least, you know, before.
For sure.
You know, I would say within the next 6 months or so.
And then I can record you.
Yeah.
We'll switch the tables. We also have November 9th, we got a show coming out that's going to be in Schidler, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That I'm hoping to do. If you get a chance, to come out and do a vlog.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of about that travel.
Yeah, we'll have to see, because I saw that. And what day is it? Is it Saturday?
It is a Saturday.
It probably is, but I would imagine. That's my other thing, is this schedule is kind of weird. I mean, I don't know what the schedule's going to be, but I'm sure I could probably just request off or whatever if I don't have that day off. But yeah, I'd love to do that some more. That's the thing, is just traveling. Where is what did you say?
It's up north.
I think I looked into it already. Is it kind of like north of Tulsa or kind of something?
Yeah,
like,
kind of off. North, a little northeast of Tulsa.
I think I looked it up whenever I saw you.
Kitty actually grew up there, she lived there for a little while. And, excuse me, she had told me that she gave me all the skinny on the place. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
It's like, don't get the chicken wings at this place. Yeah.
she said the bikers are nice. So that's what. But yeah, it's a good spot. I'm excited to do that. We're doing it at a winery. You know wineries.
Yeah.
And we go a long way.
Sure.
Shout out, Put a Cork in It. But yeah, so you got any more? What else?
What was the funniest moment? Or I don't know. Yeah, like speaking of just comedy. Was there anything that like jumps out of your head at all? Because I, you know, it's like, I think the podcast itself has not really been that humorous. I mean, it's like, it's more of a conversation base, but.
The Julie podcast, Julie Drake. Yeah. Whenever we had her on, there was a lot of good funny moments in there, as well as like really interesting perspectives of a female comic that, but in the very initial, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You had cut in this funny spot where we had just kind of joked around, and I that really, it sent it. Yeah, that was probably one of my favorite ones.
I actually have a couple, or one kind of thing that's pretty funny that I thought about last week or whatever, because, but one other thing. Oh, the Will Davis episode, there's speaking of like the openings, I started cutting in the some kind of funny clip in the beginning, but that was the Baja Blast. And he's like, y'all remember Baja Blast? I don't even know what the bit was, but then that's the only reason I always remember that is because Rowan Weathers always brings it up. Like every time. But and another thing I forgot to tell you, I was at the Wampus show, and I don't think I told you this. It was the last, the Wampus Weathers Wednesdays, and they had James Nim up. Nice. And so he hadn't done comedy since before he was even on our show early this year. And so they do little games and stuff. Like he did 15 minutes set. And then they have, Rowan was out that week, but Wampus interviewed James. Well, like I was sitting there. And I saw the laptop, and they have, like, a projector now that they can do stuff with the laptop and show it to the audience. And I and before the interview started, they hadn't projected it, but I saw on the laptop, and it was James Nim's head from Rhythm and Wit, the episode. And I was like, what is going on? And I was like, oh, he's going to bust him on not retiring from comedy, and then, you know, now he's back doing comedy. But and that's what I thought the whole time. I was like, I can't wait. And then he did it. But it wasn't that. It was that James was talking shit on Wampus during our episode. Or he said something like talking about his flag joke. Remember that? So, like, that's kind of the new funniest moment. That like, and I just loved it because it was like, that's what I want. You know, it's like I want people to, like, take this up, you know, and it's like getting back into the real world. But, so, yeah, that was a funny one. But, okay, so the one thing I did want to bring up that was funny, because during the Blue Whale episode, you kept calling it the White Whale. But that's not the first time that that's happened. Not from you, but Holly, whenever we had our guest host on the Dogma thing, Holly kept saying Dogma as we imagined it, but it was Dogma as we remembered it. That's the title.
Oh yeah.
But like Holly did the same thing. I was like, I wonder if that's just a weird thing that happens whenever you're nervous. I mean, you know, you're just in your nerves about like trying to remember the right name and stuff, and it's like you just kept saying White Whale every time.
Dude, if I'm doing a hosting, yeah, like as open mic, and mm-hmm, if there's a Tyler and a Taylor in the same, yeah, they're both Taylor or Tyler. They're never the right one.
It's gonna be.
I did it tonight. At Bricktown. I just got done doing an amazing host set. I did a really good job. I'm not bragging. I don't, you know, but some people came up after, and they were like, Nick, you were the best. No, no, but it was a great show. The crowd was good, so it just felt good. All the comedians did good, which is nice. But yeah, it happened tonight too, where I knew the guy who was down there. I had talked to him. I said, "You're Stephen James, right?" He's like, "Yeah, okay, cool. I've seen you a couple times." And then I went up there, and I always write the names on my card, like on a card, and put it in my back pocket just in case I forget, which I do pretty regular. And then I went up there, and I was like, "I just said his name. Why can't I remember his name?"
Yeah.
Well, he goes by Bubba. That's why.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was like, let me take this out. And then I go, Stephen James, and I leave. And then he goes, that guy just told me my name. And then he forgot it when he was up here. And then I went back up after a set, and I was like, what was that guy's name?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. You just, even if you had messed it up, it's like you just, and you, later you come back and you just make fun of yourself for messing it up. I think that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. There's 20 names on that list.
Yeah.
Man. If you get 19, that's pretty good.
For sure. Yeah. So, yeah, so one more question. Did you have the funniest moment? Did you have one?
No, the Julie Drake one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Julie Drake moment.
So what's, and this might be more of something that I can answer, but either of us, but what's the best piece of advice that we would have for someone that wanted to start doing this? Like, what, anything that comes to your mind?
Find a Dave.
Yeah.
Find a solid individual. I think the thing is that I try to remember is, any podcast is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good buddy who's willing to help stay in there with you.
Yeah,
and
that's important, because that's like, there's plenty of times I feel like if we weren't doing this together, like I probably wouldn't be still be doing this just same. Because it's like mm-hmm. you kind of need that reliability, you know, or that somebody's like relying on you, you're relying on each other to make it keep going. So mm-hmm.
well, that's exactly yeah. it. Yeah, that and then there was something I always try to remember, just trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just yeah, that's honestly for me too. I think that's as far as getting over, like I feel like a year ago around this time, I was just very much still struggling with even being on camera and, like, you know, being comfortable with that and talking and being, like, just open and being able to have conversations, let alone, like, interviewing people. That's, like, a whole nother skill that I think I still hadn't, it, you know, I'm still working on. But, like, yeah, so that stuff. But I think that comes with practice. But it's also about just trusting yourself, like you said, and just, you know, being yourself and not worrying about, you know, messing up or anything, because this is, I think that once you start doing this and you start, if you're listening back and you're going to keep making changes, you know, mm-hmm. every time, no matter yeah. what, I think forever, you know, yeah. hopefully, because you never want to get stuck in doing something, especially with how technology changes and everything. You want to be able to keep up with new techniques and new, don't get stuck in just doing things one way, because mm-hmm. even this is completely different than when we were doing this a year ago. It's like I kind of came to the idea, it's like I like doing the couch. We'll definitely do some more on the couch, I think, again, especially when we have like groups or any more than two people, you mm-hmm. know. I think that would be more the talk show couch setup, but I think this is more, I think this is the reason why a lot of podcasters do it on a table, like Joe Rogan style.
Yeah.
You know, it's like because you're kind of face to face with someone having a conversation, and it's a little bit different. And you can almost, the idea I think is to forget that you're doing a podcast or there are any cameras anywhere, mm-hmm. and just look at someone and just have a conversation. And that's whenever, you know, your authentic self is going to come out the most. So that's kind of why I wanted to do it this way and try to do it, and trying to make it easier where I don't have to edit. If I can switch cameras on the fly, then that can be a lot easier, and I can do this hopefully more. I mean, if I could I could have like, you know, two or three podcasts recorded in a week and not have to edit them, and it's like, okay, well, yeah. those are ready to go.
Because editing is most of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that's something I just really don't have the time for at all any right now because of my new job. Mm. I mean, it's a lot tougher, but I do have some time in the mornings. But
do you have any?
Yeah, like I said, I think just all that stuff
hit it on the top, right?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of, yeah, like you said, keep well, as far it consistent. As technical, yeah,
that technical stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Like, how do you, I mean, seeing you work, it's mm-hmm. kind of like watching a wizard, you know?
I think it's I mean, it takes a long time to try to learn this stuff. But, I mean, you could do, like, I've got a video that I kind of talk about a simple way to do a podcast. I mean, getting the Rode wireless mics. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the magic thing. Yeah. I mean, that's a very cool technology. And hopefully, I mean, obviously that kind of those wireless mics will get even better in the mm-hmm. future. And, like the when the Rode 3 comes out, I'm definitely gonna, you know, try to upgrade or whatever.
Do you think this has helped your conversational skills?
Yeah, I think so.
And it approaching people,
it can't not. I think that's the thing. Is like, oh, because I mean, even just like for me having interviews, like I got hired at FedEx, you know, like off of. I had three interviews with them, like different. There was like a phone interview, a in-person interview, and then like a Zoom interview with the like district manager or whatever. But like all three of those, like I didn't think I even did very well personally. Like, I don't know. I just was like out of it. I just didn't. I was like, man, and kind of like taken aback, or just wasn't ready for some of the questions, you know, and stuff. And it was just like, man, I don't think I did good, but they hired me. So it's like, I don't know. I think that just doing this for a year, I think has had tremendous effect on my, like, you know, in an interview type setting, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, I'm not nearly as nervous. I think visibly, I'm not as nervous. I think that there's just things that come off that you just can't really help.
Did they check your YouTube channel? Did they check our stuff?
Probably
not.
Yeah. I mean, so they, I don't know. Probably not them.
How far do they get into your background? What's FedEx doing? It's like, can he drive a car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're, like, what is the bare minimum there?
No, I think, so I don't know. But, yeah, I think that's definitely helped a lot. And I'm just a lot more comfortable with people, I think, in general. I mean, I think it's helped me a lot overcoming from after the pandemic. You know, that was always a big thing. Because, I mean, even about 2 years ago or, you know, yeah, I was, like, really struggling to be around people in public. I mean, in many cases.
Yeah, I was before comedy. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, that was kind of my... We were getting back out into the world. It seems so weird to even think of it like that.
Yeah.
Especially now, because my kids, they were a little weird. Like, I think most of the kids... If you go to schools now, every kid has a little bit of a homeschool vibe to them, you know, which is like, which is cool because everybody's got it.
Yeah, that's true. At least.
But they're they've gotten out of it pretty well now. They're they're very outgoing kids now. But before, they would be a little bit more shy. But pandemic messed up everybody.
I definitely thought about that for a long time. Or just like all kids are going to be. I mean, I think everyone in everyone is scarred in some way. But definitely the kids is just growing up and being so confused.
We were stuck in a house with each other, and that was it for a year at least before they even were like, hey, you can go outside. Oklahoma, we really didn't stop.
Yeah. But, it wasn't that.
But
different.
Not everybody was still kind of doing stuff, you know. So, especially the schools.
So, what was the biggest challenge that you think we've had to face in order to make it a whole year as a channel?
Scheduling.
Yeah.
Scheduling, for sure. Trying to get me and you and all the stuff in the same place at the right time. That would be the hardest thing.
For sure.
Yeah. And it takes both of us being committed. Yeah. But yeah, that was the hardest thing for me just because I've got so much going on in a family.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, that's definitely a great one. I think that's a lot for many people can say, or, you know, just scheduling, even when it comes to like booking. I mean, that's kind of the similar. It's always a challenge. I mean, I think about that with music too. I mean, scheduling or band rehearsal, it's like, that's like pulling teeth sometimes as far as like getting four or five people together. It's like, luckily it's just me and you, or like me and you and one other person for a podcast. It's like, that's pretty doable. I mean, if you can do it at the weekends, it's usually, you know, if you can do a Saturday or Sunday, most people have those days free at some point. But, yeah, the biggest challenge, I mean, honestly, the challenge, I think, yeah, I think it's been a little bit of keeping up the consistency, like we said, you know, just keeping it. I haven't missed a week. I mean, we have well over 50 videos, but like, there's been at least one every week since we started, you know, and that's kind of, and there's only been like a couple of times where it's like, I literally went into like full panic mode as far as like, I don't have anything. It's like, what am I going to do? But that's like, I think that the challenge there was like, I mean, and I could point to like two episodes that the solo Dave episodes. There's like one that I did early on that was like about maybe 20-30 minute video. Cause it's like, I cannot stretch out, you know, more than that by myself.
Yeah.
But that's still, I mean, that's plenty for someone to check out if they're interested in keeping up every week. But, yeah, so I did like a little review, cause it was around this time last year, almost in October, that I went up to Denver and went to the Meow Wolf Art Museum.
Yeah.
Immersive art.
That was a really good one.
So yeah, I did a little review for that, which was, that was a fun episode to put together, honestly, cause it was kind of the only review that we've done. And I had like a lot more ideas that we could do. We could always do some with that. So I think about like the winter coming up, we're going to probably be like trying to think of stuff to make for videos. So we can maybe do some like movie reviews or TV show review or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do that, especially with this format. I think that'd be a pretty easy thing to do.
Yeah, dude.
But
I'm
down.
I'm down.
Doing.
What about a game review?
Something like that. And
that new Legend of Zelda is coming out, so that would be the one to do.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, there's a plenty of ideas. I think. Or what if you did like a comedy review or something like a stand up. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. We could have some other people come and
we can do Cepeda's when it comes out. That'd be pretty.
That'd be actually a really good idea.
It's gonna be ultra biased.
But anyway, so yeah, I'd say like definitely just keeping up a week, and I think that ultimately you don't have to keep up week to week. I mean, you know, it's like, who cares, really? I mean, I think it's good that it keeps you from giving up completely. Because if you miss 1 week, then the next week comes around, you're like, well, I might, you know, you might not do that week, and then you might never get back to it. So I think that kind of keeps you from, you know, being able to make it a whole year. Even. So
that's my biggest fear. Whenever we do slip, it's like, oh, we got to catch up. Like this one, we did.
Yeah,
on,
almost.
We were supposed to do on Saturday, but I mean, I had Iris's birthday weekend, and then you were like, "What about tomorrow?" I was like, "Man, I'm tired." Or Monday, and then I had to go to work, and then it was Tuesday. I was like, "All right, let's do a Tuesday. We have to," you know, kicking my own butt.
I mean, that's why it's. Like, I don't even have to edit this, so it's like this. I could put this out tomorrow. I mean, So, I mean, this will be okay. So, last question for the anniversary. All right. Plans for the future. I mean, we kind of talked about that a little bit. I mean, or I just did about the review stuff. I think that's a good idea. I'm gonna write it down because I always forget that we can do that.
plans for the pods or general,
because we will like spoilers are kind of behind the scenes. We recorded this whole episode.
This already existed
already, and we had to redo it, and that's the first time that's happened.
It won't be the last.
But there has been a couple of things that we've recorded that I never did do anything with, just for various reasons. Or one thing we did, we tried to game a Let's Play.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I think I didn't record, something didn't record, like an audio track. I don't, you know, it was like the game audio or something. So that's the reason I never did anything with that.
And we were referring to the game a bunch. So you had to know.
I don't know. I mean, I could have done something with it, but it was a good test, and we can definitely do that. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I wanted to do with this setup. Mm-hmm. And I mean, now that I'm learning more about OBS and setting up scenes and stuff like that, I mean, we could start doing these podcasts live, even, you know, on YouTube and Twitch.
Oh, nice.
That's something that, Twitch streaming, that's what I was getting at, is, I mean, I've thought about for a long time, for literally years, honestly, about trying to get into how I can get into Twitch streaming games. And, that's something I'll definitely get to. I think that now that I have time, like you can do it late at night, you know, start streaming at 10 PM. Mm-hmm. And like, now that I can do that, that's the kind of the time to do it. But, that's something I'll probably try to get to over the next few months when I kind of get my schedule in order. So Twitch and So what about you? I know that we've talked about doing some podcasts, different podcast ideas.
Mm-hmm. I still want to do that cooking idea. Where I had Andrew Rose hit me up.
Oh yeah.
He actually, went to school for cooking.
Oh, sick.
And then he's putting me on his podcast where he's doing cooking. Mm. But I still would like to get together with Will Davis and try to figure make our meals and have a podcast with him. So that one, as far as the podcast goes, more travel vlogs because we're doing more outside shows. I would like to do the gaming too. But more of like get people together and play like crazy, like, you know, Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, like crazy competitive games. And I just want to see how people are, you know?
Especially, that'd be super fun. That's, we could do Mario Party.
That's a good one. That'll make people mad.
Yeah. That's a fun one. That's because it's kind of like a board game or Monopoly or something, you know, but on digital. We could do like You Don't Know Jack. That was always,
that's a really good game.
A lot of streamers do those. I've seen people stream that.
Yeah.
Those
ones would be good. And then I would like to, or for the interviews, like when we get people in here, is probably try to get more, like revisit the people more often instead of, so like basically what we're doing is we're going a whole nother year around, maybe twice a year. There's some like return characters I'd like to have, you know. But I think next week we're going to have J.J. Wood, too. Mm-hmm. And that's a good. That's a guy I feel like we should have had on already.
Yeah, no. Well, there's tons of people. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely been a long list. But I think I've always felt good about the people we have had on, yeah, though. For sure. It's like we've had some really good guests, and there's definitely no end to the people we can hit up. I think just as creative people. There's a couple of musicians that I'm going to have over here eventually that hit me up about doing. That's my thing. It's like if you hit me up to do an interview, like you're going straight to the top of the list. I mean, that's the thing. It's like because you want to be here. It's like there's so many people I want to be here, but that doesn't mean they want to be here. Yeah, you know. Yeah. And so that's kind of the thing. You can figure out who actually wants to come over. Like that's kind of easy. And so that's always, but yeah, there's a band that there's just like, yeah, it's a 2-person band, but I might, cause my thing is I want to, now that I have this set up, I want to start doing my own podcast where I just have like maybe one guest and it's just me and one other person, kind of one-on-one type deal.
Yeah. Did you end up finding a name for that yet?
No, it's like I said, I've been kind of just putting it off really since I wanted to start this one first and kind of make sure everything runs the way I would like it to, and then now that I think that we're good on this episode, so I mean I'd be more confident in inviting them over now, so I'm gonna start doing, because I'd like to do like I could do like a Monday night podcast and just have someone come over on a 9 p.m Monday night. Yeah, so a couple of things that we'll definitely get back to on the channel. Kenna Attaway hit me up, where I saw her recently, and she wants to come back and start doing some podcasts on the local music scene. She's a very good local music journalist. She's trying to get back. She's just always kind of on that struggle bus as far as life and work and doing all this and doing this extracurricular stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff. But yeah, I think she's kind of ready to focus back on some journalism, so we'll definitely have her over here and have some more episodes of Into the Groove. And Biz Please with Ava C, we'll definitely have to figure something out to do with her because she's fantastic and been a very, that's been one of my most favorite things to do. I think I feel like it's professional because it's like someone else, you know, coming in to help host and stuff. And it's just like, that's been like super exciting every time we do anything.
Well, the Pops,
Wondervan.
Wondervan, that was a really good one. That was a great interview.
Definitely.
And you got to see how they make it. It felt like a BBC or
Travel Channel.
PBS kind of. Like, yeah, it felt good. Yeah, that was well edited too.
Yeah,
nicely done,
I think
friend.
That one was definitely one of my most favorite kind of out of the house podcast. I don't know. So yeah, that's it for kind of the anniversary. Congratulations.
We did it, man. We did it. We made it a whole year. We were very consistent. Stayed dedicated.
So let's see. Yeah. So here's to another year of Rhythm and Wit.
You want to click seltzers?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Hang on. I'll do this real quick there. The water to not LaCroix.
It's Aldi's. Is this an Aldi's brand?
No,
right here?
It's this is actually a good brand. It's like a national. I don't know. It's on. I got it at Sam's. But let's see. It's about 45 minutes. You want to do some upcoming events?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to. We have a lot of really cool stuff happening.
Yeah.
Actually, this coming week, have something really cool. Me and you are going to be sharing the stage again. Do you want to read that one out?
No, you can.
You want to do it?
I have. That should be all of your stuff. So
okay.
You can read it off or whatever.
I might pull up. I made a new one.
Yeah.
But this is this one's good. All right. So what we have is Nick Campbell Comedy presents Jokes and Jams. And that is going to be Friday, September 20th, 2024. It says 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. 7 p.m. is when the doors open. 8 p.m. is when the show starts. We have two bands and four comedians. It's going to be Pineapple Willows, led by Dante. Mm-hmm. What's his last name?
Dante Frame.
Dante Frame, old band member from Stolen Cable, Dave's old crew, as well as another band, which is going to be Dave and Josh Bartrug.
Mm-hmm. Josh?
Josh. It's these seltzers, you know.
Yeah, Josh.
Sparkling water.
Josh Bartrug's back from Japan, from, where was he? What's the Japanese? What's that town in Japan? Kyoto.
Kyoto.
The one that's not Tokyo. Kyoto. He's been in Tokyo, Kyoto for the past year, so but he's returned, and he's got a whole mess of new songs that I had to learn.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
But it's been there. It's really fun. It's kind of a country rock almost. I mean, it's still rock, but it's a little bit more folk or country leaning. He loves Bob Dylan and all that shit. So no, I think it's great though. It's very bluesy, very kind of, yeah. But I think it's great for Oklahoma. I think a lot of people here are going to dig it.
Well, I've been catching him at the mics and they sound good. Yeah. He sounds real good. You could tell he was practicing a lot while he was over there.
Yeah. He wrote all we've got, I think 11 songs that we're doing, like none of them from Stolen Cable. You know what I mean? Like they're all his stuff. I mean, a couple of them he's written, I mean, it maybe like since last year, but still, like Stolen Cable never did anything with them, so
yeah. So it's kind of a Stolen Cable reunion,
but
too.
This, and I mean, you and me back on the same
back
stage,
on the same
too.
Dude.
So that's what I was saying. Like this show is really exciting because it's like all my best friends just putting a show together,
and that's the only reason I put it together. Honestly, but, just to have fun.
But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be, and it's a cool thing because it's music and comedy. I mean, that's rhythm and wit too, so it's like that's my favorite thing.
But yeah, so we got Pineapple Willows, we got Josh what is up, dude? My new white whale, Josh Bartrug, and then out of the comedians we have Cameron Buchholz. He's radio personality from 100.5 mm-hmm. The Cat, which is a super funny comedian, and he's like a veteran comedian from the OKC scene. He's super into helping us and being there. Ashley Watson, very funny, 405 Magazine's top female comedian.
Oh.
Yeah. Then we have Dave Branch. Mm-hmm. We added him here recently. He's this super funny guy. Also used to be in a band back in the day. I don't know if he doesn't like people knowing.
Well, he has a bit about it.
Yeah. But he doesn't ever do it. He doesn't do it that much.
Yeah.
But he was in a band.
I wrestled a bear once. I asked Josh, and he's heard of them. I've never heard of them. It's like they're hardcore.
Yeah, very well known.
But yeah,
very good. And he was the bassist in that band, mm-hmm. and now he's doing comedy.
Yeah,
and he's gonna be doing comedy.
But that's
for
perfect.
This show.
It's like all it's like everybody's kind of. That's why I liked you had Cameron on, because it's he obviously does DJ for mm-hmm. rock music, and then so. This is going to be a fun night.
Yeah, $15 for a ticket. You got to buy it at the show, so be sure to save the date. And super excited and excited to see you guys there.
Nice. So that's today. That's tonight because this episode drops on Friday the 20th. Also, one show that I wanted to shout out that's on the same night that I won't be able to make it, but maybe you want to go too. Tall Person in Concert at Rodeo Cinema. That's going to be Friday, September 20th at the Paramount on Film Row. We have Dan Wade is going to do a show where he just plays a bunch of... What's that guy's name?
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman song.
I didn't say it in the title. That's why I was like, wait, what? Randy Newman's, it's a Randy Newman tribute show.
Yeah.
And he's done this a bunch of times. Obviously, we had a whole episode. Go watch that interview with me interviewing Dan Wade about it. And let me just read this. Come celebrate the work and legacy of Hollywood's acerbic and silly King of Cork. You know that word, acerbic?
What's acerbic?
It's like a tomato, kind of. You know what I mean?
No.
It's like spicy a little.
Oh, okay. Acerbic. Tomatoes are spicy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh okay.
That's why they are on pizza. So, I did have to look that
damn
word up.
Gringos.
The musical genius of Randy Newman will be delightfully recreated by Oklahoma City comedian and musician Dan Wade.
Yeah.
The show will be hosted by comic Wampus and opened by OKC's Katie Alley.
Oh, nice.
The show is all ages with adult content.
Dude, Katie Alley is really good. She just did a show for us and put a quirk in it, and she killed.
Yeah, so she's going to be really perfect because she's very quirky and funny.
I think she musical. Won Plano comedy or comedy something down there, too. Yeah, I know she was on Plano Comedy
Festival. Yeah, she's been doing a lot. She hasn't, like, been... I think she's got maybe a new Instagram account, but she's been kind of... Go follow Katie Does Comedy. Is that
right? But don't follow the wrong one because there's somebody out there.
There is a, but
it's a made up one.
Follow that account. Yeah. Find the real account. Hopefully they'll.
It's the one with
account.
More pic posts. It's,
but that's what I mean. She's been posting a lot, so I'm sure she loved the interaction over there. So another show I wanted to shout out. It's going to be Saturday, September 21st. It's going to be at Mycelium Gallery. They have another spotlight artist show. It's going to be the artist Sarah Day at Mycelium Gallery, 2816 North Pennsylvania in Oklahoma City. Mycelium Gallery presents spotlight artist Sarah Day. Join us for an evening of mocktails, music, and art by Sarah Day. This show, I actually did. We just put out, it's not on our channel, I bet I did a interview. Barclay interviewed Sarah at Mycelium Gallery. We filmed that, and go to Mycelium Gallery's YouTube channel to watch that interview because that was really fun. And really fun to just, I love doing their spotlight artist interviews because I've been doing them for longer than this podcast, even. That's kind of how I got started.
Oh, cool.
Because they asked me to help them film some interviews, and we've been doing those. But if you go to this, they're all on Mycelium Gallery's YouTube channel. You can watch a bunch of interviews with artists that I shot and edited. And but I always love them because you just get this cool insight on these artists. And, like, I always learn so much just from hearing them talk about their process and, you know, everything that they do. But Sarah had something that was super fascinating that I'm thinking about. I can't stop thinking about, honestly, but... The show is like, it's called Betwixt and Between, the liminal art of Sarah Day. And then she was talking about the word liminal, like what does liminal mean? It's like liminal is like the time, like in between things, you know, it's like when things are transitioning between some being something and something else, which I think that everything, I think that honestly our entire lives are always changing. So we're always in the liminal, but there's very like symbolic things like a doorway or a window or something like that. And that stuff was interesting, but I don't know. There's a lot of power in this kind of like, or I often think about like the transition stages, even like if you can think about coming home from work or something, it's like a weird time. I don't know, but it's just kind of an interesting thing.
What is it called? Liminal?
Yeah, that's just liminal? The word liminal, but she uses that a lot in her art and kind of, I don't know, kind of explores that idea. So, yeah, check out that. That's going to be on display at Mycelium Gallery for the rest of, well, a month for about 4 weeks. So you can go over there and check out her art. It's very cool. She does a lot of cool, like, sculptures. She does all kinds of different mediums, but... A lot of cool, like, sculptures, and she, like, puts things together, like, it's just, you know, objects and makes, you know, cool art pieces out of, you know, household objects even, or just random stuff.
Nice.
It's really cool. I've always enjoyed her art, and I can't wait to see this full show that she's put on. So that's it for the upcoming events.
Did you want to do Lawton?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Oh, sorry. One more.
We got one more. So we have
a
show.
One's, going to be for the next weekend. Next Friday.
Yeah. It's going to be Put a Quirk in It Comedy. We know Put a Quirk in It. Yeah. And it's going to be the Lords of Lawton. So we got everybody from, or not everybody, but we got the crew, a little crew from Lawton out at Comedy Avenue Comedy Club. Join us for an unforgettable night of laughter at the heart of downtown Oklahoma City. Put a Quirk in It Winery. The lineup is Andrew Patterson, owner of Comedy Club Comedy Avenue and prominent tattoo artist. Andrew brings you along as he shows you how to be comfortable in uncomfortable situations. Israel Goldman will also be there. Always a clever joke up his sleeve. Brandon Whitaker, super funny guy, hilarious everyman. Brandon jokes about the questions everyone is asking. And then, of course, me, your host. It's going to be on September 27th, Friday, September 27th. It starts at 6:30. Doors open at 5:30. $10 online, $15 at the door. Super fun. Same thing. Put a cork in it. Comedy at this point. We are an established thing yeah. downtown. People know to find us there. So it's getting to be super fun. So be sure to get your tickets early.
It's only the only place in Bricktown that you can watch comedy next to a canal.
Yeah. 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 And not a root canal. But yeah. No, it's
with great wine selection.
Yeah. And then Micah and Jess have been super supportive, the owners over mm-hmm. at Put a Cork in It, and pretty much just give us carte yeah. blanche to do what we want.
They're now. So awesome. Very yeah. good wait. I mean, very good service there, mm-hmm. I think. So.
Oh, yeah. Especially for when we get a lot of people, they're mm-hmm. on top of it. For just two yeah, people that are
yeah.
there.
They're always, yeah, small staff, but they're effective.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, that's okay. it. That's all I have.
That's all we got. So that's it. We'll kind of wrap up the episode here.
Do you want to do the email?
Yeah, we just always want to shout out. Oh, I forgot to bring up. We passed 100 subscribers.
Oh,
we're at 101 now.
We made it.
So that's perfect. 100 subscribers in 1 year. So. Yeah, it's going well. Honestly, weirdly enough, not weirdly, because the last episode that we just put out before this one was the last Comedy on the Spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
273 views.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
massive. It's like,
that's pretty good.
They always do pretty. That's the most views we've had on anything. But these are, I mean, a lot of these are just YouTube people from who knows where. I mean, like oh, over yeah. half of them.
Did you
like,
see one of the comments? Does Jeremiah Watkins know about this?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that does stand up on the spot. He's the guy that like has the idea, he came up with the idea. I didn't see it as something that he owned as yeah, much as I mean, it was something. People it was do like this a all theme show. Yeah.
We're definitely not the only people that have no, done this. So no. it's not, like, but, and the name isn't even the same name. I mean, it's close, but it's not like, if it was the same name, I would be like, all right, you yeah. got us. Yeah. I mean, you know?
But Jeremiah Watkins, if you're watching, thank you for the idea.
And come on the podcast.
Yeah, please. Please. We love you. Super funny comedian, though. Check him
that's
out.
That's awesome, for sure. No, because I have, and I mean, people, I've seen other YouTube videos that are like comedy. I mean, the same thing that we're doing. I mean, yeah. because I think it's the best thing that you could put out on YouTube that's not like everyone's material that they've worked their yeah. asses on.
Well, and it's a tightrope walk. It's yeah, like it's we're super, all playing. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, and then the audience is in it. It's mm. super fun. It's very interactive. It was a super fun show, this last one.
Yeah.
Everybody did really good. Mm-hmm. I think I did not as...
Everyone can go watch the whole thing.
Yeah, go watch the whole thing. It's a super fun thing. But, yeah. And we're going to start those back up. We actually, right now, we're kind of mm-hmm. taking a little break from them to mm-hmm. put on these other shows that I had ideas. Lords of Lawton. Mm-hmm. Next month, on October 25th, we will be doing another Comedy on the Spot.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think December, yeah. December 2. Mm-hmm. And in December... I will be headlining at Put a Cork in It. So it'll be my second headlining set.
Yeah.
And then in I think November, Dave Branch and I, we were thinking about doing a No Shave November, and then what we'll do is we'll do it for charity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have everybody who we're going to have people put in comedians.
Yeah.
Submit their beard.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick a winner, and then those people are going to do a show, and then we're going to shave it. I don't know if this is going to work yeah. out, but we're going to try it.
No, it's definitely something that yeah. people do. And, like, I mean, I think people like, kind of already know what that is, so mm-hmm. then they'll be – it's easier to sell, I think.
Well, Dave Branch has the yeah. most glorious beard and mustache, mm-hmm. and I really think he just wanted – he was like, listen, this is what we have to do.
Yeah.
He was just – I was like, this is just for you.
It's like he wants to shave it, and he wants an excuse to yeah. do it, for which is fine. I mean, that's good to do it for – if you can give some money away to someone that needs it, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll be a fun mm-hmm. little thing because we're going to have judges who yeah. are going to judge their beards.
Okay.
One of them's going to be Leo because he has the most prestigious facial hair, mm-hmm. I feel like. Yeah, you know, and that's how he is. But anyways, I think it's going to be super fun. If we do it, great. If not, maybe we'll try it again
yeah,
next year.
Yeah, but that's a good idea. Yeah. And especially to do... I always love the comedy shows that are a little bit different, little twists on things here and there. I think it's like, I mean, if you can give it some variety in any way.
We're
think
actually looking for a bearded lady as well, mm-hmm. so that we have a
yeah.
female representative.
Yeah, so it's lots of the diversity yeah. lineup.
So if you know, we might ask Kitty. I hope this don't get back to her.
She don't watch this show. Are you kidding?
but yeah, that's it, guys. We appreciate you.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. Last thing I always want to bring up: send us some emails. I love getting emails from you guys. Send us a DM if you're interested in being a guest on the podcast. For sure, hit us up because, like I said, you'll go to the top of the list. I mean, like we've been kind of slow. I've been trying to transition into this new job, and so once I kind of get my feet back under me, I'm definitely going to be sending out some emails and messages and trying to put people on the books because I'm ready to get back to that. Well, maybe not quite yet, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, we're almost there.
I want to be back there. That's my thing. It's like I feel bad. It's like I because I'm not doing as much as I was even like last month. So, but I'll get back there and definitely, yeah, hit us up rhythmandwit@gmail.com. You can follow us at rhythmandwit. On Instagram and DM us there. You can DM me, David Steele Bass or Nick Campbell Comedy. If you want to be on Nick Campbell Comedy show, mm-hmm. DM
say
him.
Say what's up.
On Instagram.
Send a clip.
Yeah.
If you're from far away and you need money yeah, to be here,
for
then
sure.
I will save up to get you here.
If you're out, yeah, if you're out of state or in Tulsa, we met a lot of great Tulsa comedians. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things that I kind of throw back real quick. To the Blue Whale, but like meeting all those people was like one of the most fun things that we've done and getting to interview them. But like there's so many of them I follow now on Instagram that's like now I can just see what they're up to and stuff. And yeah. It's like,
well, we got some new people that we're using now on these shows that are for out of town
yeah.
from that too.
Right. Yeah.
People that we
because
met.
If you book yeah. something around the Tulsa area, you can book them and they'll won't have to drive as far. But all right, well, that's it for the show, everyone. Thanks for watching, and we'll see y'all next week.
See ya. Bye.